Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Always fun to have this next guest. He is the former Speaker of the House. His new book is entitled Shakedown. We'd like to welcome back to the show Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's always fun to be with you.
Mr. Speaker,
a lot of things going on.
Oh, boy, do we have a lot of things going on. But first, I got to ask you, your wife, Calista, is the ambassador to the Vatican in Rome. Have you been to Italy during the pandemic?
Well, I'm talking to you from our house in Rome.
You're kidding.
I have been locked up at home for 5 weeks now.
Mr. Speaker, paint a picture for me. What's going on in Italy? Because we're watching Italy, we're watching China to see what happens here in the United States.
Italy's a unique case because there are about 100,000 Chinese workers in northern Italy, and they had 3 flights a week to Wuhan. And the Italian government, for political correctness, didn't want to cut them off. So while Trump was cutting off the flights from Italy, the Italians were allowing 3 a week to come from Wuhan, directly from Wuhan, all of them bringing in people who had the virus. It just blew up. It got out of control. They had to close the whole country down. So you have grocery stores, pharmacies, and gas stations, nothing else. You're not allowed to go out on the street unless you have a reason. They can fine you up to €3,000 if you're in the street. They're starting to turn the corner, but it's been a nightmare.
Well, give me your thoughts on the federal government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic here in the United States.
Well, I think once we got through the misinformation and lies from the Chinese Communist dictatorship and the World Health Organization, both of which lied to the world until late January, we began to mobilize and we began to organize things. And if you watch the last couple of weeks, we've now passed any other country in the world in the number of tests. I suspect that by the end of the summer, that the number of tests we'll be doing will be astonishing. We have ramped up the creation of ventilators, and we'll have tens of thousands of them by the end of June. In fact, we'll be shipping them to other countries because we'll have a surplus here. We proved that we could move quickly. The Chinese were really proud that they had built a hospital in Wuhan in 7 days. The Corps of Engineers built one in New York City in 4 days. In fact, we have many more beds in New York than we need right now, and that's a good sign. So I think that we're moving in the right direction. The next big key will be to think back from this fall and realize that you could have a second wave of the virus this fall.
Right.
And you want to be able to defeat it without closing the economy. And then the next step after that, once you understand that, the next step is to start reopening the economy. But I believe, you know, each state has to think through its own strategy, because what works in New York City is not even going to work in upstate New York, and it's certainly not going to work in Utah.
And it's not going to work in Chicago. But is there a disconnect between the state and the federal government? How would you compare the response of the federal government to state governments? Because there's a huge disconnect between Governor Pritzker and the president, and there's a huge disconnect between Governor Cuomo and the president.
Well, I think part of that's partisanship. Cuomo was in so much trouble, and Trump paid so much attention that Cuomo's actually been very generous in saying, you know, look, Trump has really helped New York dramatically. Interestingly, the governor of California, hardly an ally of Trump, has said the same thing. So I don't know what Pritzker's problem is, but he may be a little bit like the governor of Michigan, she's so partisan and she's so left-wing that she makes no sense at all. It also gets to be a question of what is it you thought you were going to get, you know, what's reasonable and what's not. But if you look, Trump has been shipping stuff all over the country, to New Orleans, to New York City, to Washington State. I mean, there's been an effort here to really mobilize in ways that resemble World War II, and I think he will continue to do that for the next several months.
I understand that, Mr. Speaker, but early on, the Governor Pritzker, that's what he was nervous about. We weren't getting the PPE like we should. The response by the federal government should have been faster. Governor Pritzker was just on with us today. I think the governor is doing a wonderful job leading during the pandemic. Illinois needs supplies, Mr. Speaker. We need PPE. We need more ventilators. And if it wasn't for the squeaky wheel, we wouldn't be getting these items.
Right. Well, but I think that's partially what happens when you got 50 states and you look around every morning and say, where is the next crisis? What do I have to try to do to get this to work?
We're talking with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. The presidential election in November, are we going to see mail-in ballots this November?
Well, we might. I don't think we have to. I think by November we'll be able to vote in person. You know, some states are already mail-in. I think Washington State does only and Oregon only do mail-in ballots, and they've been doing that for a number of years now.
Who, in your opinion, will be Joe Biden's female running mate?
I think it depends on whether he thinks his number one challenge is to excite the African-American community, in which case it'll be Kamala Harris, or his number one challenge is to fight for working class whites in the Midwest, in which case probably he will go for either the senator from Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota or maybe the senator from Illinois. But probably not Illinois, because I don't think Illinois gets him much. If he can't carry Illinois, he might as well close down his campaign.
The senator from Illinois, are you talking about Senator Duckworth?
Yes.
Really? I haven't heard that at all. Illinois has always went to the Democrats in the presidential election. The governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer's name, has been thrown around.
Well, I think she's a possibility, too. But if you look, I think she's going to become such a laughingstock that I have a hunch that that's going to weaken her dramatically. If you look at what she's done trying to close things down and the kind of overreach she's been involved in, it's going to be pretty hard. I think she's going to be pretty embarrassing.
Well, pretty
hard to defend.
Mr. Speaker, the whole idea of this self-quarantine is to keep people at home. I agree that Joe Biden may shy away from her because of her extreme stance. I mean, the protests this week in Michigan at the state capitol. People want to be able to buy their items at Target and Home Depot. I get it. But when people are dying in large numbers in Detroit, something's got to be done.
Well, she is also blocking people from buying seeds at the local store. At one point, the state had sent out a note that you weren't allowed to buy the child seats for your car. I mean, you ought to look at the list of stuff that somebody on her staff, I don't think she did it, but somebody on her staff sat down and tried to be clever.
I know people from Illinois are upset they can't visit their lake house in Michigan for a few weeks, but if it stops the spread of the virus, so be it. Okay, Mr. Speaker, last question. When
Yes.
do we open up the economy? How do we roll it out? Because it'll be different all over the United States, with Chicago, New York, and major urban areas lagging behind.
Oh, I think that you'll see in the next few weeks, states that are relatively free of the virus begin to open up. And they'll do it cautiously and carefully, and I think that's what they should do. I don't think anybody should rush into this, or you'll just create a second round. But I do think over the next few months, as we get more and more testing capability and more use of thermometers and more capacity to identify who has the virus, and also as we identify more effective and better therapies, I suspect that we will be able to begin to open up and take more risks. But I think it's got to be done in a pretty controlled manner, and I think it ought to be implemented at the state level by the governors. I don't think Washington can manage a continent-wide country.
Yep. Has to be done state by state. I completely get it. Always
Yes.
a spirited conversation when we have you on the show. Newt Gingrich, the book is entitled Shakedown. Be safe over there in Italy. And thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll talk again soon.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, sir.